USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is vaccinating an average of 3.1 million people a day. That's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a briefing.
Nearly one in three Americans and over 40% of adults have at least one shot.
Slavitt stressing that the coronavirus threat is still accelerated along with the distribution of vaccines. The Minneapolis police chief who called George Floyd's death a murder is taking the stand in the trial of his former officer Derek Chauvin. Chief Madaria Arredondo fired Chauvin and three other officers the day after Floyd died. Madaria had previously stated that he would never be in the same room with Chauvin following Floyd's death. On the stand today, he said it's important to treat the public with dignity and be their guardians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America, erasing our history, threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are in favor of an infrastructure plan, just not the $2.25 trillion plan that President Biden put forth last week.
Republican lawmakers say there's too much money in the president's $2.25 trillion proposal for things other than infrastructure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said on Sunday that he'd like to see the plan reduced down to include just the infrastructure projects that have bipartisan support. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves agrees. He tells CNN that while infrastructure is one of the vital functions of government, he believes the Biden plan will raise taxes more than it will build roads.
The problem with this particular plan, though, is although the Biden administration is calling it an infrastructure plan, it looks more like a $2 trillion tax hike plan to me. That's going to lead to significant challenges in our economy. It's going to lead to a slowing GDP, and it's going to lead to Americans losing significant numbers of jobs.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Florida is declaring a state of emergency over a toxic wastewater leak that has a reservoir on the brink of near collapse near Tampa Bay. That reservoir in the Pinay Point area south of Tampa contains contaminated water from an old phosphate plant.
What we're looking at now is trying to prevent and respond to, if need be, a real catastrophic flood situation.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis there. The National Guard also deployed to drop massive water pumps and to help pump millions of gallons of the polluted salt water out of the reservoir. As far as what would happen if the wall would be breached, Jacob Sauer, Director of Public Safety of Manatee County, tells ABC News.
That initial push of water would be very great. And if that wall were to give way, a full breach, then we're looking at life and human property damage as well.
The coronavirus vaccine could do more than just protect you from catching COVID. Baylor infectious disease expert Peter Hortez says there are now reports that it could help those who have been suffering from long-term after effects.
It's more anecdotal. We've not seen really hard studies. It doesn't entirely make sense to me because there's no evidence that the long-haul COVID is due to active virus infection.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. He also says it's too soon to tell whether the shots have a broad beneficial effect on patients with continuing issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.